Welcome to another very exciting episode of Talk That Talk podcast. I'm Double Cup Wop. We got another very special guest today. Got my man Ray Giggs in the building. How you doing, Ray Giggs?
Yes, sir, man. Doing good, feel me? You know what I mean? Just another day, another dollar. For me. Every day counts.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth, man?
But how you doing?
Pretty good, man. You know, just out here, man. You know, grinding, man. Trying to stay on my grind, man. You know, I appreciate it, man. So
always.
Yes, sir. So, man, yeah, today, man, I just want to talk to you a little bit, see what you got going on, man. You know, I feel like you one of the best out, maybe one of the most underrated out here in Stockton, you know, as far as music, man. You've been doing your thing for a while, man. If you want to talk to my people, let them know, like, what got you going with music? What got you into music? What age did you realize you wanted to do music, you know?
I wouldn't say seventh grade, feel me? Seventh grade, before I even touched down in Stockton, because originally I'm from the Bay Area. You know, I lived in different places, originally from Richmond, California. Stayed in a couple other places and shit, but pretty much, I guess you could say it was when the clips came out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Grinding, yeah, you know what I mean? Like that shit, like, yeah, like, I don't know, it was around that time where, like, because I always like hip hop, I always like music, but it was around that time where I was like, man, like, these niggas make me want to actually fuck with it.
Yeah.
I still didn't take it serious, but I was still, you know, fucking around practicing.
Okay.
But by the time that I was like, you know what I mean, like, I want to do this seriously, that was 2010 when J. Cole dropped.
J. Cole, nice. Okay. So.
Yeah, that's because it's like, because it's like everything that was out, you know what I mean, it was mainstream for the most part that was getting pushed to the front.
Yeah.
And the underground scene didn't really start jumping off, like, to the forefront like that, like how it did like back in the day. Like now the underground is dead.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like in 2020, but like in 2010, like the, you know, when content started like getting more real and shit.
Yeah.
And, or if it wasn't more real, if it was more like, it was more, I want to say more drug induced.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like,
sure.
It was like, 2010, 2011, it was around that time. If you wasn't on Future, you wasn't on, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You wasn't on, like, a certain hype, feel me? Then you was on the real shit, feel me? Then,
yeah.
That's pretty much where I started, to where I got serious, and I've just been, like, trying to, you know, trying to manifest everything since then, you know what I mean? Perfect everything.
Got you. And one thing I want to ask you, you being from the Bay, and, you know, you started make music around that time, that era, you know, around that time, you know, maybe a little earlier than that, you know, the hyphy movie was real strong, but your music don't really sound like the hyphy music. Was that an influence for you, or was that really not an influence on your music?
It was, the hyphy movement was an influential on me on production, because I actually, I was making beats for a minute, and sometimes, like, you know, there was at times where niggas didn't even know that I rap.
Yeah.
They just thought that I just made beats. So, you know, this is actually a little known fact, you know, and, you know, I put this on my son. If I can get back into my MySpace, I'll show you the messages, you know what I mean? Like, Young Kurt had hit me up and asked me for some sounds, you know, and some beat tips and shit, because I think I started making beats before him. But, you know, the difference between me and him is, like, that nigga, he was able to take off, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And you know what I mean? So, but I never bragged about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never felt but it's a truth, though. I mean, like, me and him, we had, and I'm not gonna say that we was, like, we was really tight like that, feel me? But, you know what I mean? Like, I just knew about him because he had a rap group back around that time, and, you know, I was promoting my beats and shit. I actually had a separate beat page on MySpace and shit. And we could just say it's fair that, like, MySpace was in the midst of the hype movement.
Yeah, for sure it was.
That's what I'm talking about, MySpace. Like, yeah, Young Kurt hit me up and shit, felt me. He was like, hey, bro, like, this shit's dope, man. Like, I make beats too. I mean, like, you got some sounds and some sense of shit you can send me, I can fuck with, feel me? I was like, yeah, shit, I ain't tripping. And then I just looked at just another, you know, just another peer and shit. I sent him some shit.
Yeah.
And a couple of his friends some shit, feel me? Like, and I want to say, like, the hyphy movement, like, we made a couple of hyphy sounding type songs back in high school when we was going to Chavez and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was only like one or two. For the most part, we just, you know, we just kind of winged it. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what we did. We just winged it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, man.
I didn't find my sound until later.
Yeah, cause I remember when I first like started meeting you, man. I won't say I met you through Bone or Rob Rule, either one of them. I won't say Rob Rule, but I know when I first met you, you know. I got introduced to you. I thought you was only doing beats too. I thought you was doing beats for Raru. I didn't know you rapped at the time, but
yeah, man, exactly.
Everybody was
telling me because that nigga was so much better than me. That's why.
Yeah, Raru's good, man. For my rest in peace, Raru, man. I miss you, man. Raru definitely one of the greats, man. You know, and I mean, y'all always good, man. You know, once I started hearing you rap, and you know, hearing you more and more, like, okay, man, yeah, you definitely can rap for sure. You know, and one thing about you, like, your style is not like nobody else's, man. Like, you really got your own style, rap style. You know, a lot of these cats sound like each other out here, or you know, they trying to be like somebody else. Like, you really got your own style. You know, you wouldn't even think you was a West Coast rapper, honestly, especially from Northern California, if they didn't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your style really different. You know, if I didn't know you, I probably think you was like an East Coast rapper or something. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? So. It's just a little different.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? What I like, not to cut you off, man.
Go ahead.
Like, what I notice is a lot of rappers and a lot of people, period, whether they're like moving serious or they're you know, on the come up, or they're just fucking around, they're just as a hobby, just every now and then. Like,
yeah.
Most people sound like what they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, say for example, if a nigga listen to Sada Baby every fucking day,
mm-hmm.
What's the chances of this nigga sounding like fucking Lil Pump? You know, he's going to sound like Sada Baby.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
If he listen to, you know, I mean, we're just a product of our environment and shit. I mean, or we're a product of our interests.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you could be in love with an artist that is clear across the country, and you've never been to where he's at, been at, but you can still hold like a deep interest. Like, you know, for example, got a friend, we call him Bone. You know, we all know his favorite rapper is Nas.
Yes, sir.
But he's clearly from Stockton,
mm-hmm.
California.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It just shows you how, you know, how powerful music is. I mean, like, but as far as like a lot of people as, I guess you could say sounding similar, I would say it's because hip hop, the bar, the standard for hip hop nowadays has been set so low. It's been set lower than where it's been at, as opposed to when we was coming up. You know, there was, you had to be good, feel me? Like, you had to be dope, and nobody sounded the same like that. And if they did sound a little bit similar, they still had similarities and shit, but they still had differences.
Yeah.
Unique differences. I mean, so it was like, but now it's, I don't know what really changed it. It could be that, how social media took off, or it could be, you know, it could be a mixture of different things. But pretty much it's like, it's easy to take off, like, if you have like a certain image or like a, you know, certain type of content and shit. I mean, I would say that I don't fit 100% like the typical mainstream artist. But you know, like, it's still working out. You know what I mean? I'm still working. Like, today, I'm actually shooting a video, like, over some political shit.
Okay, okay.
It's gonna be at the, I guess my boy Spooky's, he's having a community day event over at Groupie Park and shit, you know? So I'm about to slide out my little one, you know what I mean? And he's always involved in all my adventures and shit. You know?
Yeah.
Get out there, get some B-roll, you know, just, you know, get the, so we can depict the unity in the community and shit.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about going to that, man. I was trying to get Spook on the podcast soon, too. He always doing great things for the community. You know, so I definitely want to get him on here. But yeah, man, that's great, actually, man. What y'all be doing, man, what he be doing just for Stockton, man, for the community, just period, man. You know, he really a good dude, man. I definitely want to get him on the podcast and, you know.
Yeah,
man,
not everybody can do that. You know what I mean? Like, sure. That's his lane. You know what I mean? I can't. But let's say let's remove him and let's put me in that place. You're not gonna get the same results because it's not really my path. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not down for it.
Yeah.
I always told him, like, you know what I mean, I got my resources and shit for me, and you know what I mean, you ever need me, I'm here for me. Like, you know, I support. But for the most part, though, like, everybody is, I feel like it's no coincidence that everybody is putting them in the position that they are in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was made for that. Now, that's him right there. Like, he's from that fits him good, man. And I've been knowing DeMar for a long time. You know, I don't want to say his real name, Spook, but, you know, I call him DeMar. I've been knowing him for a long time. And, man, he really has evolved to a great dude, a great man. And it's crazy just watching people grow up, man. So, man, he doing great things, and, you know, hope he continue to do that. But yeah, back to the music thing real quick, man. What is there any artists that you want to work with that you haven't worked with, or you feel like, you know, that they underrated and they should get, like,
on Stockton or just period?
Did you hear that?
You mean on Stockton or just period? Hello?
Yeah, I said, is there any artist that you want to work with, or that you feel like you need to work with, or they underrated as far as Stockton artists?
So you just mean, like, pertain to Stockton?
I mean, it could be local artists, but I mean, is there any artist, like, I mean, it could be mainstream artists too, but, like, I'm talking about, like, out here, you feel like anybody that's underrated, like, so, you know, it's a lot of rap. We know a lot of rappers that's from Stockton. Everybody want to be a rapper, but, you know, I feel like everybody not really on that level. But do you feel like there's somebody out here that's underrated that should be having more exposure?
I feel like every artist in Stockton.
Okay. Okay.
Like, to be honest with you, like, even the ones that's making noise, like, even like Haiti Baby and B Nil, Lil Dad Dex, like, even they haven't even reached their full potential, so yeah, they're underrated as well. You know what I mean? To be honest, you know what I mean? And so, like, me personally, I'm down to work with anybody that's down to work with me and that's, like, serious about seeing the vision and shit. Like, I'm a versatile artist, and so it's like, you know, like, I can go to where you're at, or I can make it to where you can come where I'm at, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be a forced collaboration and everything like that. But I also do believe that, like, when two artists or more do come together, like, it should be organic. Mm-hmm. There's instances in the industry and shit where, like, the label just puts two artists together and these niggas don't know each other at all.
Yeah,
like, for example, like the XXL cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say a XXL cover, they typically have like 10 or more artists on there, and they're supposed to be like the new wave of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, like, these are the new up and coming artists. These are the ones that's gonna, you know, these are the leaders of the new school.
Yeah,
and but a lot of time though, it's they don't know each other, or a couple of them might already know each other, but for the most part, it's like this is all like just the machine putting their product together. All it is basically just like, it's basically like the mall, you know what I mean? Like all these stores are right next to each other, and they're showing, like, they're putting their best foot forward, you know, by showing you, like, their best product or whatever, you know what I mean? But they don't necessarily fuck with each other, but, you know what I mean? I would say that's how the industry works. But as far as, like, me and, you know, like I said before, like, I'm down to work with anyone. If mainstream, like, or major artists or anything like that, like, there's a dude named Aaron May.
Okay.
I want to fuck with him. Feel me? Like, he's I want to say from Texas, from Houston. Another dude, Chewy, Sack. I did a show with him, like, let's say back in 2015. You know what I mean? So that was a while ago. Feel me? I was out there, I want to say West Sacramento. That was a lit show. So, I mean, we all performed. That nigga had the best performance that night. So, I mean, but yeah, you know, just pretty much just like I'm down to work with anybody. You know what I mean? And I feel like everyone, you know, everyone always has room to grow and shit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, man. That's great, man. Because you know, a lot of people don't think how you think. You know, it's a lot of people out here that's kind of selfish. You know, and that's good that you willing to, you know, take your time to work with anybody. That's real good. Cause actually, a lot of talent out here in Stockton, man. I hear some of these cats, man. I'm like, man, some of these cats really got it. You know, as far as, you know, maybe rapping or beat producing or whatever the case may be. You know, there's really a lot of talent out here, and we
also got to remember the culture out here. The gang culture out in Stockton is very heavily influenced.
Yeah, of well. Course. I mean, of
so course. It's like, just because you're doing music doesn't mean that shit stops. So, like, an artist,
you're right.
Let's say there's an artist that grew up on the South Side,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And, you know, his whole family is background is, you know, it is in the game.
Yeah.
So let's say that, like, you know, I've heard artists say this before. It's not that I don't want to come out, and it's not that I don't want to work with people. It's not that I don't want to shoot videos over in certain areas and shit. Yeah. It's just that this street shit don't stop.
Exactly. It's a no-go.
So, like, as for Stockton, I'm going to say for Stockton, like, that plays a big factor in why a lot of niggas don't work with each other. It's just because of the politics.
Yeah, you're right about that. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, you got other cities like L.A. that can put that behind them and come together and work with each other. I mean, I feel like Stockton could definitely make something happen. I understand, you know, at some point, you know, it is a lot of gang politics there where you just don't get a pass. And, you know, them two hoods just don't fuck each other or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, you know, L.A. one of the biggest biggest gangbang capital of the world. And, you know, most of them rappers, you know, don't get along with each other. They hoods don't get along, but they still can come together and whatever the case may be, shoot that video. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we can make it happen. You
There's
know?
More opportunity out there. So when you have, like, more opportunity, you get different results.
Definitely. And I definitely agree with you.
I would say, like, but it's still at the end of the day, though, like, the gang culture, like, it only, like, plays so much big of a part at the end of the day, though. It's, like, a lot. The majority of the artists, you know, they're not, like, knee-deep in the streets and shit. There's only, like, a certain fraction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, whether, like, and that includes the one that is talking that shit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some of them, like, they're not, you know. Rappers, we'll just get out the way. Like, a lot of rappers are just professional liars and make it sound
good. Yeah, of course. Everybody know that, even the mainstream.
Yeah, so,
I mean, like, they talking
about, like, he's creeping up on Kanye.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them cats ain't doing what they claim to be, but I mean, it's a lot of the cats that it's some real cats that do that stuff that they claim to be, but most time it's the partners or the people that surround them. We all know about 6ix9ine, so we know how that turned out.
Yeah, and he's embracing it.
Yeah, he is embracing it. There's no part about it. People still listening to him and running his numbers up, and it's crazy because I think he actually doing better now than when he was doing he wasn't snitching. It's crazy. Like, I don't understand. I don't know if people just, like, want to see him, like, because he's funny, or they like watching him because he's entertainment. But, you know, I can't get with the whole 6ix9ine movement, man. at all, you know, like.
Well, you know, all that glitters ain't gold, you know what I mean? Because he is making numbers, but at the same time, like, that last track that he had with Nicki Minaj, after it hit number one for, like, a day or so, and then after that, it made a drop from number one spot all the way down to, like, 80 or 96 around there. And record to date, that is the biggest drop that any song has ever had. Well, second to the largest. I don't know if it's the biggest one, but it is. It is. If I'm not mistaken, they say it's the second to biggest drop that any song has ever had off the Billboard in history. Wow. And basically, what that is, it's like, you know, that just tells me that, like, you know, it's not built for longevity, as opposed to like Roddy Ricch, The Box was on there for weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if you don't like Lil Nas X, like, you know, his song, that Old Town Road, that shit was on
that
there.
Old Town Road was on there for a long time, yes.
God's Plan with Drake, that was on there for a long time.
Exactly, yeah.
And Kendrick's album.
Kendrick's always gonna be on there, man. He dope.
Yeah, I want to say Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. It broke records for like the longest streamed album or something like that. Like, it's still getting streamed to this day, to where it's like it's just that legendary. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So, like, I want to say, like, he has a lot of marketing impact. He knows what he's doing. Like, 6ix9ine knows how to market himself.
For sure, he does. Yeah.
But at the same time, though, it's like cultural impact is completely different from numbers. Like, how are you impacting the culture? Because, like, the culture is what brings you up here. Like, the label, let's just be real, the label, for the most part, is what brought that, is what's helping bring that nigga his attention that he's doing.
Exactly.
Like the people, of course, they're going to tune in, and his fan base is going to tune in, but that's not enough to keep a nigga around for years. You know what I mean? Like, a nigga gotta be, like, the reason why Drake has stayed around so long is because, you know, he just found ways to reinvent himself and, like, to have that, like, cultural impact and shit. Kendrick. Like, these niggas have, like, been, it's 2020, niggas dropped, like, Kendrick and Cole, for Cole, it's been a decade. Kendrick has been almost a decade. Drake has been, like, here for multiple decades. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. I honestly, not to throw no shade or anything, but I just honestly don't see 6ix9ine lasting.
Nah, as long as not artists. That long. And if he did, it'd be surprising, but God, I hope he don't. And I'm not no hater, bro. I'm not even throwing shade at the dude, man. It's just, man, I can't get with him, bro. Like, I feel like, man, you can't just, like, I feel like he cool with how he living his life. And, man, as a man, you have to live your life like that, bro. Like, you snitched on the whole hood, and then you just, like, come home, make it seem like got every excuse in the book to why you did it, like. That's not me, man. But, I mean, I see him, you know, he's a grown man now. You feel me? It's sad if you got to hide for the rest of your life because, you know, everybody out there. But, hey, that's how you want to live. That's how you want to live. But before I let you go, man, I want to tap in about the Lil Nas X thing. Do you think, you said Lil Nas X, you said people don't fuck with him. Do you think him come out admitting that he was gay make people stop listening to his music?
No, because at the end of the day, I feel like if 6ix9ine can have a career, then, you know, nobody gives a fuck about a nigga being gay. Yeah. pretty much. It's like, and you gotta think, like, when he came out, nobody was, like, really, like, devastated, surprised and shit. They were like, oh, okay, yeah. I kind of saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was people already calling it out. Like, Lil Nas X coming out was more like SpongeBob coming out. And the reason why, like, he's not, like, he's the reason why he's probably not, like, on the charts like he was, is just because he just hasn't, like, he hasn't hit another song.
Got you.
That was on that level. He did have Panini, yeah, which got close to Old Town Road. But for most artists, when they come out with a hit, and that hit is a hit,
yeah,
it's extremely, extremely hard to replicate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Those, like, they, like, a lot of times, most artists, like DaBaby, he's had multiple hits,
but
still hasn't had one that I don't think. Don't quote me on this, but I don't think that he's had one that's top shit.
No, not shit.
And that's his first. Shit. That's his first. Like, that's his first one. That it's not his first time, like, first single or whatever, because he has shit before, of course. But, like, that's his first time that, you know, the world knew about him was when he dropped shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like him coming out, I feel like Lil Nas X coming out at the peak of his career actually helped him, because what happened was, like, it just got more people talking about him, like, oh, who's this dude? And, you know what I mean, they check out his music, and, like, nowadays how it is, it's like, even if you don't like somebody, the moment that you click on their video or play their song or whatever, you give them a view or give them a like, it only goes towards their revenue.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think with Lil Nas X, we both forget it. Do nothing, feel me? But he still has time to come out with something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for someone that's like, he's not like a Lil Xan that, like, just completely fell off.
Yeah, Lil Xan.
There's a lot of artists that have that community behind them.
Yeah, you're right. And he got a whole different fan base, like, kind of like 6ix9ine, man. Because, you know, 6ix9ine, that's one thing that he got behind him, why he's still on top, because he don't just have a hip hop fan base, he have a whole water fan base, you know. So That's one thing why he's still on top. As far as Lil Nas X, you know, he can tap in with hip hop, he can tap in with the country world. So, you know what I'm saying? He got a wider hip hop fan base. Or not
yeah, he has that Frank Ocean fan base. Exactly. And that Frank Ocean fan base is like a cult following. They're real strong.
Exactly. So yeah, I think Lil Nas X, I don't think he'll ever go top Old Town Road. I think he should save that for retirement. You know what I'm saying? But man, I think he'll bounce back. You know, he pretty cool. You feel me? I'd rather see him out than 6ix9ine, man. I just personally got a vendetta against 6ix9ine, bro. I really do, man. But yeah, man. Before I let you go, man, you need to talk to Bone, man. Get him convinced. No, Bone got way better than when I first heard him burping on tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, he way better now. I mean, I be telling him, like, man, you gotta get back in the studio. Get back in the studio, man. He always say this and say that, but he always got an excuse. You know what I'm saying? You talk to him, man, convince him, man, because he way better than what he is, what he used to be, for sure. You know what I'm saying? He can actually spit a whole verse without running out of breath now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, come on.
Yeah, with Bone, it wasn't that long ago I talked to him. I would say with Bone, it's pretty much he just got to make the time for it.
Yeah, exactly. He got to make time.
I'm convinced he spends most of his time at work.
He do, man. I tell him all the time, like, bro, I used to be like you, Bone. All I used to do is work, work, work. You're going to work yourself out, bro. You need to tell your boss you need a few days off. He always say, I'm going to talk to him, but he never do. Like, he get off work at 8 and got to go back at 12, bro. That's not no life, bro. That's not a life, because even when you off at 8, he don't leave his job. He just sit there, you know what I'm saying? So you still at work, bro. And now he got to train a new guy, which new guy come in at 12 at night, but that's Bone's time off. Bone usually off from 12 to 6 in the morning. But now he got to sit there and train a new guy from 12 to 6, so you're not getting no time off. So after you done training him, you got to go right back to work. It's ridiculous. All money ain't good money. I tell people that. I tell people all the time. But, you know, hey, that's the life he's living. He getting his money. I can't knock him. You know, he's doing his thing. So, but yeah, man.
I feel it. I mean, like, everybody, they got to, you know, everybody got to find their way.
Yeah. You're right, man. Just, you know, maybe he get back in the studio. Maybe, I don't know. You feel me? I'm going to get him on
the podcast. We still got some time to figure it out. You know what I mean?
He got a long time, man. You feel me? But, you know, I don't want him to waste his talent, man.
Every day does count.
Every day for sure count, man. He older than most of us. He already 30, you know what I'm saying? How old are you, Ray Gang? Matter of fact, you might be older than all of us, you know, on the low low, you know what I'm saying?
I turned 30 in January.
Oh, okay. See, you older than Bone. See, I didn't even know that. I know DeAndre already 32, I believe, and shit, stuck that nigga like 33. That nigga being old, you know what I'm saying? So, but
oh yeah, he was older than us.
He older than
all. Nova too. Yeah, Nova hit that 3-0.
Yeah,
he's older than me, if I'm not mistaken.
Who, Nova?
If I'm not mistaken,
I didn't know. I thought Nova was younger than us, bro. Honestly, when he don't look that old, shit. I thought I was old, but shit, I don't turn 30 the next.
That's because of that melanin. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right for sure. But man, I appreciate you doing the show with me, man. I'm gonna let you go, man. You know, hopefully we'll talk to you soon. I'm gonna try to get Spook on here, man. When Spook come, I'm maybe add you on so all three of us can be on here, man. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about something, you know. I appreciate you, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Continue with
you. And if you're not too busy, you ain't doing nothing. Feel me? You know, slide out to the park, the community day.
Yeah, it started at 2, right?
Yeah, but you know how black people.
Yeah,
do.
I already know, man. I'll be up there probably like around 4:30. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try to make it, man. Hopefully, I see you there, man. I'm gonna see what B Nasty talking about. See if he wanna slide out, man. And we're gonna try to get up there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out there getting some B-roll scene, some video for my video and shit.
Okay,
it's called Not Political. You know what I mean? I'ma get with you and I'ma send it to you so you can hear the audio.
Alright, yes sir. I appreciate it, man. And you have a great day, man. I'ma drop this episode soon. I'll see you.
Alright, brother.
All right.
Much love.
Alright, thanks.